Hold somebody's hands and let's declare together. Say, Our Father, in the name of Jesus, as we behold, as we look into your word, we behold Christ as he sees us in him. He's glorified. We are edified. There's no error in this atmosphere. We receive your word with clarity in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, 1 Timothy, quickly. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Everybody, 1 Timothy chapter 3. We are discussing believers' conduct. Week 8. Wow. We are going to where? 11. We're sitting 8. We'll get there. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 14. He said, Dear, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you also conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The pillar and the ground of truth. So you know how you also conduct yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in the weeks before, we actually studied the fact that, or we saw that there is such a thing called believer's behavior. That is, believer's ways of doing things. There's a believer's conduct. There's a believer's way of doing things. And this conduct is bettered out of our, is bettered out from the reality of the new birth, which is the indwelling of the Spirit. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've looked at, how many conducts have we looked at for the past 7 weeks? Huh? We looked at prayer, right? We've spoken about walk in the Spirit, right? Which is walking in love. Hallelujah. Wow.
Glory to God.
As a conduct. And also, intermittently, we saw serving the Lord, right? With fervency as a conduct too. Intermittently during prayer retreats. And last week, I said,
So we've looked at beyond two believers' conduct.
Hallelujah. How to serve with fervency, serving the Lord. Okay? Okay. We saw that Christ is the head of the church. Right? He's the head of the church. And that is Ephesians chapter 1. Let's look at that. Ephesians 1, Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians 1. Verse 22. Let's start from verse 20. It said, which he walked in Christ, the power which he walked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and seated him in his own right hand in the heavenly place. He said, far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in that which is to come. Verse 22. And has put all things under his feet, and has given him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body. Now, he calls the church what? His body. Hallelujah. I said the fullness of him that filleth all in all. All in all, sorry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we said Jesus is the head of the church. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. just looking at some things we've said over time, let's just re-emphasize it. He's the head of the church. Verse 12, 1 Corinthians 12, 12 into 13. It says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all members are of that, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ, right? For by one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, we have all been made to drink into one spirit. Hallelujah. So Christ is the head of the body. So show that we are, he's the head of the body, and we are founded in him. Hallelujah. He's the head of the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we say that we are his church by reason of what? By reason of the new birth, which is what? The indwelling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? How did God save you from darkness? How did Jesus deliver you from darkness and transition into the kingdom of his Son? How did God do that? By his Spirit in the new birth. Do you understand me? So when a man gets born again, he receives the Spirit of God. That is the deliverance from the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Let me show you how Pastor will explain that. Colossians chapter 1, quickly. Colossians chapter 1. Now, verses 12 into 13. It says, verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father who had qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Now, listen, remember chapterization and permit my grammar and versation. Came into being long after the apostles were gone. So, Paul, Peter, and the apostles never knew their words. What they wrote down will be chapterized or put into verses. They wrote it as an epistle. An epistle means a letter. You know what I mean? They wrote it as a letter. You don't write letter in chapters. In fact, you are ready to feel why you can do that. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? So, we're written in paragraphs. Now, this verse is supposed to end in where? Inheritance of the saints. Because the saints are already in the light. You understand that? Huh? Look at it again. Verse 12. It says, giving, meaning if we are asked to chapterize or to verse, to put verses in this ourselves. You know, we can put verses because these verses are man-made. Do you understand me? They are man-made. Meaning, men, theologians, men who translated scriptures, wrote the verses. Do you understand me? They put it into verses. Do you grab? So, meaning, you could look at it and know where there is a means of death. Now look at verses 12. He said, giving thanks to the Father who hath qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Now when you hear saints, what is he talking about? Not those who are dead, but what, those who believe. So the saints are already in the light. So there's no reason to have in the light in that verse. Do you understand me? Look at chapter 1. Verse 2. He writes to who? To the saints. Did you get that? So automatically, when he's writing to the saints, he's writing to believers. Do you understand me? And the believers are in the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, that in the light is supposed to be another new verse. Did you get that? A verse is supposed to start from there. Do you understand that? So when you have that full stop, it should be in the saint. Then you now read like this. In the light, he has delivered us from darkness. That is, conveyed us to the kingdom. That word and is the word kai, which means that is. Right? That is, conveyed us to the kingdom, into the kingdom of his son, of the son of his love. Meaning, how did he do it? He said, in the light, he delivered us. Did you get that? So in the light, so meaning in the light, remember, he says, in him is light. I mean,
He was life, and the light is the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not.
Do you understand?
So, in the light, the Spirit of God in our heart is the deliverance of darkness. Did you get that? The Spirit of God in the believer is the deliverance of darkness. There is no deliverance section. There is not, the Spirit of God came into my life at the beginning and began to fight with the devil. No. Tell us something. Where there is light, there's no darkness. So, in the light, He delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we are delivered from darkness because of the light of God in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you now read that in the light, He has delivered us from darkness. That is, conveyed us. So, how did He convey us? In the light. Right? By His Spirit. Glory to God. Then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, He said, "Oh, do you not know that your bodies are the temple, of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own." He said, "Don't you know that your bodies are the temple?" That word temple implies the dwelling place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God has found His abode in the man in Christ. Hallelujah. Did you get that? That is His dwelling place. That is His dwelling place. Hallelujah. That would be the same words of Jesus in John chapter 14. John 14. It says, if anyone, verse 23, Jesus has said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Now, if anyone, well, we will keep my word. The keeping is what? Is what? Verse 1. Believe in me. Believe in God, that is believe in me also, right? Now that would be what? Verse 1. That is faith in God, right? Now, listen to this. It says, "He who loves me, he will keep my word." That is faith in God. "And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him." That word home is the word that means money. Hallelujah. Our dwelling place is the one, that dwelling place is a place where one dwells that he doesn't live. So it's God's permanent dwelling place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God lives in the man who is in Christ. Hallelujah. God lives in the man who is born again. God lives in him. Who will come dwell with him. Who will make our home. Hallelujah. Where is God's residential address? In me. Glory to God. Did you get that? I have become God's residential address. Did you get that? That's where God lives, in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say the Spirit of God in the heart of man. The Spirit of God indwelling man is God's law demonstrated to us. Right? We said that last week, right? The Spirit of God in the heart of man is God's love demonstrated to us. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 6. He said, "When we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In explaining this, this is the explanation of what he has said in verse 5. In verse 5, he said, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which has given to us." Hallelujah. Meaning the Spirit of God in our heart is God's love to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So when he said in John 3:16,
for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. When did he demonstrate that love? In giving us his strength. Hallelujah. When did he give his Son? On the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So he demonstrated that love
by giving forth his Son on the cross. Hallelujah. And we'll have the witness of that love by as the Spirit in our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So very important. We are his church
because we are the church because of the new birth. The church is not a building. I said I would say it in all of the tracks. The church is not a building. I would say it till you begin to see it in your vision.
In your dreams.
The church, not a building. So let us pray for the church. May the gate of hell will not prevail. Keep quiet. You will end where you know not the scripture. The church is not a building. Hallelujah. You know,
when you begin to understand scripture, your visions will change. It will change. Say, sir, I was dreaming,
and I saw the forces of hell fighting against the church. We tried to enter the church, but there was one fire coming out from the church. Coming out. Because the fireball. It's too much mortal combat involving
me. Too many mortal combat and too many Nollywood. The fire was just coming out. They were releasing their fire.
Too many IGKs on me. Look at that.
One was releasing
ice block. Too many sub-zeros worrying. One was releasing poison. Too many red ties is worrying.
Hallelujah.
But while they were advancing to the kingdom of God, I just saw gates closing.
If you know the word, your visions will change. Yes, sir. Do you understand? It will change. Sir, I don't know. I just had this snake all over my vision.
Know the word.
Yes, sir. Do you understand? Know the word. Sir, I couldn't pronounce Jesus. I don't know if I'm still in Christ. Maybe I've lost my salvation. Not the salvation you've lost. Hallelujah. Maybe I've lost my salvation. How? How? Know the word. Tell us, honey, know the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you know the word, your dream
will sleep. In fact, when there's nothing to see, you just sleep.
Glory to God. Okay. So, we also said
Jesus will show us what is obtainable, what should be found in the temple. Hallelujah. He showed us that in John chapter 2. He said, what should not be found in the temple? John chapter 2, he said, do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise.
That is the word, a house of retailing. My house of merchandise means should not be a house of buying and selling. So the church, the gathering, remember we said the church implies an individual and what? The gathering, right? So the church, when believers come together, is called church. Do you understand? It's called church.
As a believer, you are his church. Hallelujah.
Now, he said, do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. That's very important. Not the house of trading. Not the house of trading. He said, come and sow to receive. Receive to sow. If you don't pay your tithe, you'll be tithe. If you don't give your first fruit, God will come after your fruit. How can you? No, now you said, pick your hand and judge. Is that not being callous? Hallelujah. Let me say one that is ever. Hallelujah.
If you don't sow to the altar, and let the altar speak. wrong. You know, maybe my father's house is a house of merchandise.
It's not a house of merchandise, it's not a house of retail. Paul will say in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17, he said, we are not of them that peddle the word. Not of them that peddle the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul will speak to Timothy
and he will tell them,
or follow up to the church at Rome, he will tell them to mark those who cause division. Say they serve their own bellies. He will tell Timothy to be aware of those who preach money, who preach godliness is gain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You understand that?
If there was one person, if there was one particular group that Jesus actually spoke about harshly, you know, nothing. See, Jesus never used anything to equate to God apart from mammon. He used the word mammon.
Do not serve God and mammon.
That is the weight of it. Tell us that's the weight of materialism.
Peter will come against Simeon of what is that his name again? Will come against that guy.
Huh?
Simon, right? That offered him money.
He will come against him. He said, give me, he offered money. Listen, he offered money and said, give me this power.
Is it different from those who are saying, come and sow to tap into the anointing? Is it different? That was what the guy wanted to do. He wanted to tap.
He brought that money, let me tap. You understand? It's not different.
So those who say, so you as a minister, you get careful. You understand me? You get careful. You don't do that. Come and tap into the prophetic function. So that you can become the sons of the prophet. Glory to God. I can see that now, right? I can see it very well now.
Those who know, know. Those who don't know, who they are.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very important. So we don't do that. So Jesus tells us what must not be found in the church. Also, we said at his incarnation,
remember during our prayer retreat, we said Jesus is the model son and the model servant,
right? He molded believers. We also said he molded for us believers' conduct last week, right? What a believer's conduct will be. So, meaning in the life of Jesus at his during his incarnation, in his life style, we would find believers' conduct. In his teaching, he would teach believers' conduct. In the epistles, we'll find it explained, right? And we now looked at the epistles, how the epistles write.
We'll look at that much tomorrow on Wednesday into Friday and Saturday. We'll look at that, how the epistles write.
So we now looked at how the epistles write. You will write about our identification and what the walk in the spirit, right?
Which will include the believer's conduct. Hallelujah. Or which is the believer's conduct?
The walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I wrote something here. I said, so Jesus is our model of how the believer's conduct would be, both in words, which is in his teachings, and in actions. So our conduct is to reflect.
Our conduct is to reflect his works.
Do you understand me?
Our conduct reflects his works, what he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we said, look at how John will now capture Jesus for us. John, in his account, John in the gospel, in his gospel, which is part of the four gospel, the way he starts up his own account, he didn't start like other writers of the four gospels. You know, he skipped
Jesus, he skipped the genealogy,
and he gives a he begins his teaching by telling us Jesus is the Logos. He says Jesus is the Word. That's how he starts his teaching. Do you understand me?
He didn't give the ethnic background of how Jesus left for me, Nazareth, and this. He didn't do that. And
that doesn't mean those who did were wrong. We're going to look at that tomorrow too. Hallelujah. The essence of the genealogy is very important. Hallelujah. Also. But what did he do?
He goes to Genesis and he explains. Hallelujah. That is John's hermeneutics. That is John's explanation.
He calls Jesus the Logos, the Word, spoken by the prophets. He calls him the Word spoken by the prophets. John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It says, same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was anything made that is made. In him was life, and the life is the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. It said, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent. Was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 14. Let us jump to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When he uses the word, in the beginning was the Word, he uses that word as Logos. The word Logos refers to a message or the conclusion of a message, a thought pattern. I want to say something that I will say tomorrow, but I'll keep it for today. Hallelujah. So Jesus calls, John calls Jesus the Logos, the message. He calls him the message in the mouth of the prophet. How do we know? Verse 5 shows us that. He's the message in the mouth of the prophet. Hallelujah. He's the message in the mouth of the prophet. John 1. Look at that word. That word, in the beginning. That word, in the beginning, was the Word. That word, in, is the word N, E-N. It means involved in. It's the word that implies involved in. So, you read that involved in the beginning was the Word. That word D is italicized. You can see that, right? So, involved in the beginning was Word. And Word was with God. And the Word was God. That word with is the Greek word pros. We'll still look at it tomorrow too. But the word with is the word pros. And we said that pros means towards, to point towards something, right? Right? Pros means to point towards something towards, let's say this is like this, towards something for today, towards. Now he said, in the beginning was the Word, or in the beginning involved, let's read it the right way, involved in the beginning was Word, and Word points to God, and the Word was God. Did you get that? So, the Word in the beginning points to God. We'll look at a whole lot of that tomorrow. Hallelujah. Points to God, and the Word was God. So, listen. He said that Word is God. Don't ever believe anybody who tells you Jesus and God are different. He's the same. Do you understand that?
Like I thought, if you know who they call James, you'll be delivered with your notes. I dealt with one of them yesterday. Hallelujah.
They are different. He was showing me scripture. He said, no, come. I read your Bible very well when I was growing up. That was the first day Bible I had. My father got involved in them. That was when I was small. So they gave him Bibles. So I had the Bibles, black in color. I read it. I said, see, I will quote that scripture give now. I will quote a scripture for you. In fact, I will read the whole John chapter 1 to chapter 3, closing my eyes for you. I know what he wrote there now, in John chapter 1. I go tell you, I will explain and give you. You understand? And I said, and also I will show you 200 scriptures that says Jesus is Christ, Jesus is God. I will show you from that your own Bible. Now explain where your translators compromise. Compromise big time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus is God. Hallelujah. He said, and the word is God. Or you say, look at how it is written in the Greek. It's written, involved in the beginning was word. Word and word points to God, and God was the word. Do you get that? So the word is God. Do you understand me? Aha. It's God that is the word. Like now said, remember, you've heard that God was the word. God is the word, right? Right? Verse 14 now says what? And the word. God was the word. Replace it. And God became and dwelt among us. Did you get that? Aha. Thank you. Glory to God. And did what? And dwelt amongst us. So, God became flesh and dwelt amongst men. And that is the incarnation. Hallelujah. That is the same thing he has been saying from Genesis chapter 1. To Exodus, to Leviticus, to Numbers. Sorry, did I say Numbers? Yeah, Numbers. Okay. To Deuteronomy. In the mouth of the prophets, in the words of the Psalms, that God will become a man. Hallelujah. And when was that accomplished? John chapter 1, verse 14.
Exodus 33:19. Moses said, show me your glory. And he says, I will behold his glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Let's see what Paul was saying in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 18 to 9. He said, I'm being found. Okay. Verses 6. Talking about Jesus. Okay, verse 5. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, do not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Paul made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Romans chapter 1, it tells this is incarnation, right? It's incarnation. John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verses 2. Okay, from verse 1, it says, Paul, a bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophet in the Holy Scripture concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 13. That's the incarnation. Verse 22. It says, Paul is speaking, and when he had removed him, he raised up for them, David. Who did he remove? Saul. David, as king, to whom he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will from this man's seed, according to the promise God raised up for Israel, a Savior, Jesus. After John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. Take note of that, the baptism of repentance. We'll look at that in the course of our teaching. Hallelujah. Verse 25. As John was finishing his course, he said, "Who do you think I am? I am not he. But behold, there comes one after me, the sandals of his feet, the sandals of whose feet I'm not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, are those among you who fear God. To you, the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophet, which I read every Sabbath, have been fulfilled. Have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should put him to death." This is talking about his incarnation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In chapter 5 of the same Acts, verse 29, he says, "But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. For the God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by the hanging on the tree." Incarnation. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 2:6, the writer of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 6. He said, "But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? For you've made him a little lower than the angels." He's telling you he became a man. "And have crowned him with glory and honor." For he said a little lower than the angels, it tells you the composition of the angels and the composition of man. So he became a man. Incarnation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, very important. Just as Pastor Garba taught you yesterday. Very important. The incarnation of Christ as God and man is an undeniable fact of the gospel. An undeniable fact of the gospel. Anyone who says otherwise, or preaches otherwise, knows not what he's saying. It's an heteros gospel. Any man who tells you God himself cannot become a man is another gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's greatest treasure is a man. Or God's greatest treasure is human presence. As like he lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Very important. So it is God. The incarnation is God dwelling amongst men. And that is why John will say, "I will behold his glory." We saw that glory. Peter will say, "We did not use cunningly devised famous. We beheld his glory." Hallelujah. So his incarnation is God in heaven and the earth. Let's see something in that's in John chapter 1. Quickly, John chapter 1, let's go back there. John chapter 1, verses 18. He says, I'll start from verse 14, where we were. He said, "And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This is he whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. 16. And of his fullness we've all received grace or grace, for the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grace was given through Moses.
Grace and truth, which is also where? Where will you find grace and truth?
Let me see who have been following.
Where will you find grace and truth? Mm-hmm. In Moses too, right? You find it where also? You find it where? In Moses, in the law.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So grace and truth came through Jesus. We'll look at that in the course of next week. Verse 18. It says, no one has seen God at any time. Say the only begotten of, the only begotten Son, monogenol. It says, who is in the bosom? The word for bosom is the word that implies what is used for a breast pocket. Do you understand? It shows intimacy. Do you understand? Who is in the bosom of the Father? Say he has declared him. That word declared is the word exegoma. It means to explain. It means to explain something you are part of. Do you know what I mean? Something you are part of. To explain something you are part of. You know?
I was around in a teaching that was last two weeks or thereabouts.
You know, Pastor
Sonny Olas.
Pastor Sonny Bola Joko. Right? Yeah. Pastor Sonny.
Pastor Sonny Bola Joko.
Explained. He said something. He gave an example to fit this. He said, if you have to watch the last game between Juventus and Bruno,
his explanation.
Juventus and Ajax. Where Ajax beat Juventus, right? Now.
Are you watching for the back team?
Ajax beat Juventus. Now, if the coach is to explain what happened, you cannot call it a Zedjomai. No, the coach was there. But you cannot call it a Zedjomai. You know why? The coach was not part of those people. Do you understand? If Ronaldo
is it's not my example. Do you understand?
If Ronaldo is to explain, that is what you call a Zedjomai. You know why? He was part of it. Do you understand me? So when it is explaining, is a personal explanation or explaining something you are part of. Do you understand me? So he says, Jesus explains God because he is what?
God. Do you understand that?
Do you understand that? No way to God. That is why in chapter 14, when they asked him, when Philip, I guess, yes, Philip said, Lord,
you've been talking about the father. Keep calm down. Just show us the father. We are set with you. Jesus said, he said, have I been with you this long? I don't know who the father is. Say, he who has seen me, he has seen the father. John chapter 14.
Say, he who has seen me has seen the father. So why tell me, show us the father? Do you understand me? So he is.
God in human form. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So he explains who God is to us. He also models to us what the believer's conduct should be himself. He models it to us. Or I put it like this: he models how the believer should conduct himself. Look at Matthew chapter 11. Quickly. Let's see how a believer should conduct himself. Matthew 11. Quickly.
Matthew
11.
Okay, are you there? Verse 1. And it came to pass, while Jesus finished commanding his disciples, his 12 disciples, that he departed from there and to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John heard it, when John had heard in prison about the works of Jesus or works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? John the Baptist. John the Baptist. John.
John is my brother from Galilee.
John the Nazarene. Do you understand? Say, are you the one that is coming, or should we be looking for another? First of all, let's look at who is this. What did John preach first? You know, we need to understand some things.
Hallelujah. What did John preach?
John chapter 1, verse 26. John 1, 26. John 1, verse 26. He says, John answered and said, I baptize with water, but there stands one amongst you whom you do not know. It is he who is coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandals stripe I'm not worthy to lose. Hallelujah. Verse 28. These things were done in Bethabara beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And the next day, John saw Jesus. That word Bethabara is in the Old King James, Bethany, right? Right? Old King James is pronounced Bethany. Bethany. Eh? Aha. Okay. Because I studied with Old King James. So that's why I was surprised when I saw the word.
Hallelujah.
Verse 29. And the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. John preached about Christ. Did you see that? He preached about, say, behold the Lamb of God. So, believe he validated, that was his office to validate the Christ. He points to the Christ. This is the Christ. John is the only prophet that other prophet prophesied about, that a prophet prophesied about, which is Isaiah. Do you understand? How? The voice in the wilderness. He is that one. Do you understand? So, he pointed out to the people, this is the Christ. He validated the ministry of Jesus, right?
Validated.
Let me just add. He validated it to them. Or he points to Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul, in Acts of Apostles, quickly, let's rush to Acts of Apostles. Verses chapter 19, verses 3. And he met some people. And he said to them, in what day were you baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. Into John's baptism. Verse 4. And he said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who should come after him. That is on Jesus Christ. Meaning, John preached Christ. Did you see that? Did you see that? John preached Christ like the other prophets would do. Right? In chapter 13, where we read earlier, we saw also verses 20. Let's just jump to it. Okay? Verses 26. Verse 24. After John had preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to the people of Israel. Yes, and what was that baptism of repentance? That they should believe on Christ, right? So John's teaching was to point to the Christ. This is him. Are you with me? Okay, let's go back to Matthew. We've seen that John preached Christ. Okay, John back to Matthew chapter 11, quickly. He preached about Christ. So, this same John that preached about Christ now said in chapter verses 3 of chapter 11, are you the one coming or do we look for another? Do you understand that? Look at what Jesus responded. Verses 4. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. And as they depart, and as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitude concerning John, and he started talking about John. Look at verses 20, verses 12. I mean, verses 11. Assuredly, I say unto you, among those born of women, they have not arisen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Did you see that? He validated John inasmuch as John, do you understand me, was offended at him. Do you understand me? John that has preached about him got offended at him. He was offended at him. So he said, blessed then, he is he who is not offended at me. Now, dishonor did not make Jesus dishonor. Because somebody has dishonor is not a room for you to dishonor. Do you understand me? They said, but he offended me. He dishonored first, so I dishonored back. Do you understand me? Dishonor is not a room for you to dishonor. Because he who dishonors first himself. Do you understand me? So, Jesus' response to John's anger or offensive words, let me use it like that, was not to respond back. You know, Jesus would have just said, ah. What is all this one? This is where this one starts. You don't have respect for God, right? You don't have respect that way because he is, we've just seen that he is God. Do you understand? He will have responded that way. You don't fear. Do you grab? You don't fear. I don't need, you know, he will have responded that way. I don't need you. I'm God, unchangeable one. You would have done that. But that would have been a dishonor on himself. So he tells us how to respond. Hallelujah. How to respond. The fact that somebody has dishonored does not give you room to dishonor. Rather than him to dishonor, he endorses John. Hallelujah. Very important. He endorses John. So dishonor is not a room. A believer's conduct. Look at something in Romans chapter 12 quickly. Romans 12 quickly. Romans 12. You must. Romans 12 verse 12. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. Go up, verse 10. He said, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. He said, in honor, giving preference to another. We'll look at that shortly. In honor, giving preference to another. Very important. In honor. You must understand something as a grand rule. A grand rule is that God uses men born of women. God uses men born of women. Ephesians 4, verse 11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Hallelujah. God uses men. In verses 8, he said, he gave gifts to men. So God's gift is in man. Hallelujah. It's in men. Hallelujah. Look at that, Romans 12, verses 4. He also tells us God's gift is in men. Verse 4 to 6. So God uses men. And the men God uses are not spectacular men.
There's no spectacular.
So the people God uses are not spectacular.
denying as a ground rule. This man did not just jump from the sky. These are men born of women. Many of them will have history. Many of them will have, you know, that they will have history. They will have backgrounds. God uses men as a ground rule.
Hallelujah. Did you get that? Look at Paul. Paul in Acts of Apostles, chapter 14, just the chapter after we pass. They were in Lystra. And they actually, there was a miracle. A man who was crippled from his mother's womb walked. In verse 9, the guy stood up and walked. How many people saw it? Verse 11. What Paul had done. They raised their voices, saying to the, God bless that word, in their language, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men.
And Barnabas, they called Zeus. That was Zeus, is a Greek word for Jupiter. Jupiter. Whose temple, Zeus and Paul. Mercury. Hallelujah.
Because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gate, intending to sacrifice with the multitude. Ah! Crippled!
Ah! Washing up. They brought the goods. Miracle! Ah! Man, God is working wonders. No, guys, that's how people be working, man. We did do that.
Hallelujah. They did it. But look at what happened, verse 14. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran amongst the multitude, crying out. They followed them, crying out.
Verse 15 and saying, man, why are you doing this? We also
are men
with same passion. No, okay, I like how okay, we do. We are men of like passion, right? We are men of like passion as you are. And preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Hey, hallelujah.
They ran towards them and said, hey, we are men of like passion like you. Let's look at that word, men of like, let's look at that word, like passion. It's the Greek word homophotis.
H-O-M-O-R, homophotis.
H-O-M-O-R,
P-H-O-T-E-S, homophotis. It's the similar word you find in James chapter 5 verse 17, used for Elijah.
It was a man of like passion. That word implies of same feelings, same affection.
You see that? Same feelings.
So God uses men of same feelings, same affections. You understand? Same feelings, same affection. God deals with us through men. You know, I heard this from Pastor Shevin Onoinka. He says that you cannot determine how God will speak to you, but you determine how you will receive. Hallelujah. Very important. I heard that from him. You cannot determine how God speaks to you, because he speaks through men.
You cannot determine whom God will use to speak to you. Because God speaks through men.
God uses men. I thought every man would have their own history. But you must never focus on that. Say,
No, Pastor. Is it not remember? You know, bro. That brother will know. You know the preach, yo? First of all, I know that, yeah. When they wear clothes, big, they play with time. You see yourself? How can they come down and dance with the pastor? Is it not that guy? That guy? You know the preach, yo? When they wear pants, they walk out for barra. See your life. See yourself.
Hallelujah. See yourself. You must not focus on that. You must maintain the composure.
It doesn't matter any history you get.
It doesn't matter how familiar, how close you get to that person. You must maintain how that that level of esteem you had for that person the moment you met him the first time. I want to say, if you see, if the way you see a man of God the first time before he became close, I mean, the way you see a man of God the first time before he got close to that person must never change if you must receive from that person. He's my brother. He's still a man of God. You see, if you look at the
familiarity, see, in the context of familiarity, it takes a disciplined heart, a disciplined man to follow. So you don't allow familiarity set into you. In a believer's conduct, honor. You don't allow familiarity set into you in how you see or treat ministers and brethren. Pastor Ike is my paddy now. We go see, we go relate. You see, like, we got used to play PS together. Think we were playing PS together, you know your card. You see yourself? Because you visited him in his house and you were going to sing, they say, you don't get this part. You see your life? You see your life? So you got the last sister you don't respect. You need therapy. So you now have this part, you go, heaven will come down.
It's 12 pack, you see. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Familiarity.
You see, very important. This honor can rob you of your blessing. Can rob you of receiving from that person. Let me not use the word blessing. It can rob you of your reward. This honor.
That is how is a thief. Listen to me. This honor is a thief.
So never dishonor. Never, no matter what you hear about that person outside. No matter what you hear. No matter anything, no matter what you hear. Hallelujah. Jesus. Disciples heard a lot about Jesus now. Did they call him? He was casting out demons in the name of demons. Did they say, it will be true? And he never disowned.
Never disowned of familiarity.
Look at Peter in chapter 16, verses in chapter 16 of Matthew. He just said, Peter had just said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has never been for you. Then Jesus got on talking about his death.
And that Peter now carried him out to one side. He said he now began to rebuke him.
Familiarity.
That is familiarity. And Jesus told him, Jesus responded back to him. Hallelujah. Jesus and me. Satan, get thee behind me.
Glory to God. He identified where that thought was from. Glory to God. So you must understand that familiarity and not being able to handle it.
So, you know,
you will now see, like, what I do is that I will tell myself, when I get close to you,
there are things I've told myself concerning Pastor Granda.
Listen, I need to keep myself in check. You must do a familiarity check. That's the way you begin to say, it's my party. Watch it. He's your pastor. He's your pastor.
Maybe you now see, you know,
the way you address your pastor in front of other people too is very important.
Yeah.
The way that you call my pastor, Pastor Wisdom.
You're not talking to
maybe one guy with a G. He has a Pastor Wisdom working with his missionary bag. He now changes your Pastor Wisdom.
Meet my bro Wisdom. He's a. Is he alive?
He has now shifted from Pastor Wisdom to bro Wisdom. See, you are shamed. You are shamed to be identified with your pastor. Watch your heart. Do you understand me? You hear people talking about the minister of God. Or about your pastor, are you walking there and not standing? No wonder!
You see yourself? Your mother has even gone beyond normal. You need psychiatry.
Yes,
No wonder! You let the three hair like that. No wonder you hear the only star. Now I know.
You see yourself? Your mother has gone beyond normal. You get that? So hormone is important to keep your heart in check.
I told myself concerning some pastor, there are some things. If I get close to this pastor, this is what I must keep doing. That is, he was doing right from when I met him at first, when I was not close to him.
Do you understand me? Is my heart in check? The moment I don't do it, when I see him, I will know that familiarity is setting. There are people I said to myself, I will never respond to any message they send me without putting sad. It's me keeping my heart in check.
Do you understand? Very important. Honor. There are some brethren today that I cannot call by their name without putting pastor in front. It's just me keeping my heart in check. Do you understand? Very important.
Glory to God.
You know, you can begin to lose honor even as regard to your disciples, the people you are discipling. Yes. We'll get to that shortly. Hallelujah.
You see, if Mary, the mother of Jesus, becomes a very important example when it comes to familiarity in honor.
You know that?
Because a very important example to observe. The mother of Jesus.
One, Jesus was to be born like every other human being.
You understand? Know, he was going to go through every process of a human being, but yet the angel told her, what you are carrying is the Savior. He will suffer like this. He will put you. He will kill you. Jesus said, he became a man. He was born. He grew. He tried to walk the way a little child would try to walk out before he did. Do you understand? He did not skip any of those stages. The mother changed his neck pin, cleaned his ass. Do you understand? Understand yet?
Now, one day the mother came to look for him.
And the mother, he didn't have access to another. Tell him his mother and his brothers want to see him. You know? Like some of our mothers would do. Don't tell them that those who listen, these are my brothers and my sisters here. Do you understand? He who listens, who hears my word. And he now went to made with that same report. Saying his brothers and sisters are those that are. Let us have. He has seen this same person cry. He knows the sound of his cry. You know, there are some people that I will say, I know you made this, but when you're driving cry, we know you are. See, I was like, we know you are. There are people that can carry their history. So we grew up in the same block, so we know.
So yet, when you hear that, a typical Nigerian mother, how now?
You suck my breast, that is breast you suck. You deny your mama. Do you understand? That is what, right? Maybe not typical Nigerian, a typical Barack woman. They're fighting with that. You know, I know, right? We stand like that. Ah!
Hey! Because you just get small fame now. Some people don't follow you, don't do. Tell us that. But no.
She didn't take offense. Because she knew who she carried was her savior. Tell them was her savior. So her heart must be in check. To now be called, you know, when Jesus ascended, after the resurrection, Mary was part of the disciples. The mother. His brother, James, called him Lord.
James chapter 1, you see, called
his brother Lord. That is honor. That is honor.
Jesus, that's honor.
But you, not you here. Some people, because they just know. Christ is the center of the scriptures. Aha! You guys, you're not using mouth to insult all the elders. You don't know all the elders, all the fathers that has gone down, gone ahead of you. You don't have scripture. You don't have. You see your life. You only know Genesis 1:1. Just that. He's psyching your head. Do you understand that?
Honor becomes very important to keep your heart in check. Hallelujah. John 4:44. We'll explore that of Mary next week. John 4:44. And Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. In his own country. In Mark chapter 6. Whoa. Mark chapter 6. Quickly. Mark 6, verses 1 to 4. It says, and he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And the Sabbath had come, and he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And with which wisdom is this which is given to him, that mighty works are performed by his hand? Is this not the carpenter? Aha, they know his trade. No, Jesus had a trade. He's a carpenter. Jesus carpenter. He carpenter. See yourself.
Jesus walked with his hands. You understand? Jesus walked with his hands. He becomes an example for us that we too go to school. That we too should walk. Hallelujah.
Okay. He said, is this not a carpenter? The son of Mary, CCVO. The brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simeon, and not his sisters here with us. So they were offended at him.
This honor. Did you get that? Not with this big you guy with his sister they preach. Not with this M4 picking with this, M3 picking. When we know when he's small. How will they keep people pocket come up for that? You know the history.
Not be your mama, they say granite,
Not be your mama, you hear begin, They say ororo, They knew his city. And they were offended at it.
Just yesterday, when we know him, don't they preach today? See yourself. Jesus responded. A prophet is without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and his own house. That word honor is the word time, T-I-M-E.
Time, is used 43 times in the New Testament Greek. And it's used for money, mostly, which implies what is of value. It implies what is of value.
It implies to esteem or to value. It implies to esteem or to value.
You see, value is a function of knowledge. Value is a function of knowledge
and a function of faith. It's a function of knowledge.
No, Pastor Shaku gave an example one time.
He said,
listen, if how many of you, if you see Bill Gates, you know, right? Now imagine,
let's say,
no, let me use a Nigerian person. Some people here have been hearing of Ademuga, but you don't know Ademuga. Yes. If you say Ademuga, you know, then would you know? Yes. Perfect.
Now Ademuga, Mike, Ademuga
now works up here. Not at Ali down with the Aliko down with the Now he now walks up. And now there's you, sorry, I'm going to, you know, in Lagos, once you tell them I'm going to, they'll just be going forward. The hand is just straight. Nobody will tell you go there. In Lagos, you just go, keep going. Even if you are going to here, that's Lagos.
So, the hand walks up there, he said,
sorry, please, I'm going to Obuonoko. Just be going. Even if he's going to mainland, he said, just be going. Do you understand me? Or, just go and tell you. Maybe he drops from the singlet, not singlet, top, like I'm wearing, and a little short. I say, sorry, I want to help your destiny. Yeah, I want to help your destiny. I want to make you rich. Trust me, you that you are worthy. Not you here over here. You that you are worthy. Ah! My destiny is in Christ. I'm predestined in Christ. You cannot touch my destiny. Ah! You don't know me, my life is hidden in Christ, you go. I'm a minister of this gospel. Wait, it's because you don't know
the words. Listen,
though. I'm a minister of this gospel. You know me. If I give you a sentence, it's the good one.
Want to come and you want to buy my normal. Yahoo plus. You want to buy my destiny.
But let's say, as he was going, maybe you know. This place looks familiar. Now go. Or maybe you now saw newsflash. Some of you use newsweb. That's a newsflash. My academia walks the street of Mafia. And I said, that's it. Maybe it was managed. Maybe they took the picture. What would you do immediately?
Sir, if you are going, you are going. I will carry you there. No.
You see, help is my ministry. Help. Let's go to your local like this, right? What brought about that value? Knowledge. What brought about that value? Knowledge.
Immediately, you will follow. In fact, as you get to Ogologo, you will say, sir, don't worry, your shoe. Let me help you.
That destiny, change it to you.
Have you? Aha. Knowledge. You see, value is a function of knowledge. Also of faith.
Faith in God will make you value the things of God. You value the things of God, man.
Faith in God. When you hear the word without honor, a poem is without honor. It's one word. It's the word atimos. A-T-I-M-O-S. Atimos. It implies to treat with contempt or to despise. To treat with contempt or to despise. To esteem low.
This honor is a product of lack of value. You can put it this way. At the back of this honor is lack of value.
Where there is no value. This honor can also be a product of what you've heard. Maybe concerning the person. What you've seen. Some people want, some people, the moment they just see,
maybe as they are coming, the brother or your pastor was just drying his clothes and was wearing boxers. He said,
even pastor didn't wear boxers. No,
my papa is nice.
That's a familiarity.
What you see. Or maybe you went for a camp and you went in and your pastor went inside to use the toilet and as it's coming out you're not entering.
You see, not smell.
No, no smell. Now, fumes of righteousness will be coming inside.
I don't understand. Just like a young child God asked me years back. A little boy, he just came to me, sir. I've been thinking of something. I was at,
I just came out from school.
Brother smart. The
name is Daniel. Very stubborn young boy. But he's a guy that makes us laugh. If you want to laugh, just say, Daniel, come. He's not like some online, things tonight. Don't eat, sleep, have
nothing. So we call him. Somebody just said, Brother smart. I don't think about this thing since night. What is it? Is this her?
So you don't know this.
See, he said it's very sincere. Say poor man.
Say poor bitch.
See, I laughed.
I laughed when you know. His hand was the blocker.
I don't understand how. See, that is. Watch yourself. No, because you not entered.
Because your pastor just left. You not entered.
You man of God. You man of God. Blood is a man of like passion. His shit will smell like your own. You have to see. You do have to perceive sweet smelling salmon.
Don't worry.
I'm teaching you, these are things you will later see. Say, you don't go outside. Sister SSS. Sister. You see what I saw today? You will lose the atom of anointing in you. Keep quiet. Tell us, Andy. Don't allow such things to get to you. I'm teaching it today. It's like we learn.
Because that's how you get corrected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody. That was. Somebody helped me. Was that last week or last 2 weeks? Don't be playing with feet.
I don't find you a person. I think person I'm having stomach pain.
He said, That's my skin. I feel like using the toilet. I was smart. I'm using the toilet. It's heaven I'll be using. Hallelujah. So, permit me to smell like your own, but yet you see honor. Did you get that? Aha, glory to God. So, the way you treat a man of God, or the way, listen, the way you treat one God has placed his honor on is the way you treat God.
Remember I said that person who is a human like him. So, anything that God's honor is on, God's honor is, we're going to look at all what God's honor is on in the course of this teaching. You have to honor it. Once God has placed his honor on it, is your duty to honor it. Because when you place honor on what God has honored, you're honoring God. When you dishonor what God has honored, or what God's honor is on, you're dishonoring God. Do you understand that?
Well, look at how Jesus will teach that in John. John, you know how Jesus will teach that? Yeah, that was in John. He taught that very well. How Jesus taught us to honor. Jesus taught it to you. Remember I said we'll find it in his words, right? Find it in his words and in his action. We've seen his action towards John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that shows how you treat God. So no, if it is God, I'll treat him nice. That is him. He's in that person. He's in that thing. He's always on that thing. He's always on that garden. How do you treat the garden of believers? He's always there. Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 12, what we read earlier on. As we begin to round up to this aspect. Romans 12. I want to read verses 10. He says, be kindly affectionate one to another with Philadelphia. Brother, the Lord. In honor, giving preference. That word giving preference is esteeming. Right? Giving preference to one another. Paul is showing us that we should honor. Honor is a part of our service. We read in verse 4. Honor is a service. Then honor preferring one to another. Meaning, we must value the body of Christ. We must value the body of Christ. And remember, the brethren are the body of Christ. So we must value the body of Christ. Fellow believers, God's honor is on believers. So you must value believers. Then we have value them. Philippians 2 verse 3.
Philippians 2 3. We're running up. It says, let nothing be done with selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowness of mind, let each esteem another better than himself. This is teaching on. This is on. Let each esteem another better than himself. That word to esteem is the word hegomai. Hegomai. H-E-G-O-M-A-I. Hegomai. It implies, listen to this, it implies to place highly. It implies to place highly. When you say esteem another higher than me, when you say esteem another, means you place that person highly. Who are you placing highly? Believers. Don't say, I joined ministry before, you keep quiet, place higher. You understand? Yes. You place higher than me. Say, do you know how long I've been preaching? When I was preaching, it was busy doing Jericho, following women all around the days. How is that your business? It's in Christ now. This is a pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a word used for governors or chief or one who rules. That word, hegomai, is used for a governor, a chief, or one who rules. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, it's used for elders, those who rule. Remember those who rule over you. Who has spoken the word of God to you. Say, follow, say, whose faith follow? Hallelujah. Concerning the outcome of their conduct. Hallelujah. Verse 17 uses the same word. It says, obey those who rule over you. So we have instructions. Hallelujah. So that is the word hegemon. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, it is used for governor. Luke 22, verse 26. For a chief. He wants to be the chief amongst you. Chief. Who wants to rule? That is the word hegemon. Hegemon, brother. 1 Thessalonians 5, say what in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12 to 13. So we are instructed to honor fellow believers. Honor is a service. That is a work in the spirit. Honor is a work in the spirit. You honor. You esteem. We are taught in the epistles to esteem brethren. Hallelujah. To esteem brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You walk in honor. Glory to God. Have you learned something today?